Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1. I had said in the previous recording that that Mishnah was the last Mishnah to expand upon the first Mishnah of the fourth Perek. That's actually incorrect. The beginning of our Mishnah here will wrap that up when it says Hachalil Chamisha Veshisha. The flute is on 5 or 6 days, so we'll explain that here. The topic of this Mishnah, really the first half of the chapter, the last chapter of Sukkah, is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the rejoicing that went on, especially in Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash. The word Beis HaShoeva, meaning the place of drawing, according to Rashi, refers to the fact that this rejoicing is happening on the night before, in celebration of the drawing of the waters and the special status of the Nisuch HaMayim, the water libation that's offered, as we discussed in the previous chapter. And therefore, the whole night ahead of time, they would do all sorts of celebrations, as the Mishnah will explain. According to Rambam, the special celebrations that happened in the Beis HaMikdash were a fulfillment of the general requirement of Usamachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. You'll rejoice before Hashem 7 days. So this is part of that general mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov and the special Simcha of Sukkot. That's the fulfillment of it. And therefore, it's not to do with the drawing of the water at all. Rather, it's a rejoicing that happened in a place called the Beis HaShoeva, the place of drawing. That was a specific place where they conducted these celebrations, according to the Rambam. And it's called Beis HaShoeva, based on the Pasuk, which says, Usha'avtem mayin b'sason, you will draw the waters with special joy and rejoicing. He understands, based on that Pasuk, this area of the Beis HaMikdash got the name called Beis HaShoeva. According to Rashi's understanding, however, it would be simply that the Pasuk itself, Usha'avtem mayin b'sason, drawing the waters and rejoicing, is what it obligates the special Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the celebration that happened, and not just the generic mitzvah to celebrate. So a bit of a machlokas there. At all events, the Yerushalmi has a totally different understanding, which is really fascinating. He says, Shoeva means to draw, like to suck, to pull. And the Yerushalmi says it's because the people who were there were Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. They imbibed, drew into themselves Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, being surrounded by the Beis HaMikdash and all the tzaddikim, etc. And part of really connecting to Ruach HaKodesh requires Simcha, is brought down in many places. And that being the case, this was a special opportunity to get especially inspired, and that was part and parcel of the rejoicing that happened, says the Yerushalmi. At all events, the Mishnah says here, Hechalil Chamisha Veshisha, the flute happened on the 5 or 6 days out of the Yom Tov. Now, when we say Chalil, we're talking about a flute, but the truth is that they played all sorts of instruments. It's just that the flute was the most, like, loudest, the most prominent of them. Zeo HaChalil Shel Beis HaShoeva. We're talking here about the flute of the Beis HaShoeva, of the place of drawing in, as explained before, different pshatim. She'enu docha lo es haShabbos v'lo es haYom Tov. And blowing a flute and other instruments won't push off the prohibition of playing musical instruments that exists midrabanan, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a Dindur Rabbanan, it's just a Shavuos, meaning rabbinic, that one may not play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov, lest he come to fix it, if it goes out of tune or breaks, and if he fixes it, that can be already a Doraisa, therefore you have this prohibition against playing it. Now, normally the rule is that Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, that these rabbinic protections around Shabbos and Yom Tov don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. People are more mindful, quantum is reason, the Sanhedrin is present, and the Beis HaMikdash will trump that. However, that rule of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, we don't apply where it's not something essential to the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the case of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, blowing of the flute is something that's sort of ancillary to the essential avoda. It's part of the fun and rejoicing, but it's not actually part of the temple service, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That being the case, the calculation goes as follows. You can figure out from the previous Mishnahs, similar calculations. If Yom Tov and Shabbos fall out on the same day, meaning the first day of Yom Tov is a Shabbos, so then you won't play flute on that day, but you have 6 more days the rest of the week, Sunday to Friday, where you could play the musical instruments, including the flute, so you'd have 6 days. If the first day of Yom Tov is not a Shabbos, you'll have both the first day of Yom Tov, where you don't play the flute, as well as 1 day during the middle of Chol HaMoed, which is Shabbos, you wouldn't play, so that knocks out 2 of the 7, you're left with 5. Okay. Amru. Our rabbi said, Kol mishlo ra simchas besa shoeva. Anyone who never saw the rejoicing that happens, either in the Beis HaShoeva, according to Rambam, or around the events of the drawing of the water, lo ra simcha miyamav, he hasn't seen like a complete rejoicing in his life. The reason why is because the rejoicing and celebrations and joy that happened were so extraordinary, as the Mishnayos will come to explain, that anything else pales in comparison.